You're listening to SBS News.
Tiger sharks are a regular visitor to the waters around the Maldives. Fuvahmulla is home to one of the largest and healthiest populations of the species in the world, but no one really knows why. It does make this island a top destination for intrepid tourists who want to get up close and personal with sharks. Guide Hamna Hussein takes groups of visitors below the surface to see them. She says it's important that we find out what the sharks are here for.
Tiger sharks are known to go below thousands of meters, so we don't know what they do. We don't know the radius of their migrations. We don't know whether our pregnant ones are going to give birth. We don't know if we have pups here. We don't know where the mating takes place. There's so many unanswered questions.
Tiger sharks can grow up to 5.5 metres long and weigh as much as 900 kilograms. They generally live in coastal areas but also swim through open ocean. The species are known for eating a huge range of prey, including fish, seabirds, sea turtles and rays, almost anything edible they can catch. Marine biologist Melissa Marquez.
The really cool thing about tiger sharks is they have this nickname that's called the trash can of the sea. And with that kind of nickname, they're not that picky. We're one of the few kind of sharks that not only thrive in like high activity coastal environments, such as coral reefs, estuaries, seagrasses.
A scientific mission is now underway in the Maldives to shed more light on the mysteries of the species. Researchers from the Marine Science Institute, Necton, will use a submersible vehicle to descend up to 1,000 metres off the coast of the island to find out what's happening in the depths of the ocean. They'll map the underwater world, take water samples and film marine life. Dive school owner Ahmed Idna is happy to see the study get underway.
I think the most important thing is we don't have a baseline data available because nobody have done anything to that scale around the island. So I think it would help us to understand the topography, or like if they could help us a little bit why they're here, why the sharks are around. Not just tigers, you know, thrashers, hammerheads, whale sharks, so many different kind of sharks.
The research might also shed some light on why the numbers of tiger sharks have been dropping. Idna says he's been mapping the numbers.
So far we have more than 200 tiger sharks ID'd, so different individuals, so that from what we know, that's the healthiest tiger shark population in the world.
But Melissa Marquez says overall tiger sharks are considered to be a near threatened species, which means they could soon be at risk of extinction.
Probably one of the biggest pressures that sharks face, not just tiger sharks, but all sharks in general, is us and all of the kind of pressures that we're putting on our oceanic ecosystem. So tiger sharks, their biggest threat is one that faces actually all species of sharks, which is overfishing and bycatch, and just that unsustainable fishing pressure that a lot of these animals face and they can't keep up with.
It's not just in the Maldives where tiger sharks are under threat. There's also concern around Australia. Research indicates there's been at least a 70% decline in tiger shark populations along Australia's east coast in just 3 decades. But scientist Dr. Vanessa Perotta has told Nine News there have been larger than normal sized sharks spotted, which could mean there's more for them to eat, and as a consequence, their numbers are slowly rebounding.
We must remember they play important ecosystem roles. So there's always, whenever there's a big animal sighted, it's always a good thing for the science world because it's evidence to show that these animals, thanks to their protection, not all areas around Australia are they protected, but they do need protection to ensure that they're maintaining a healthy ecosystem in our ocean.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.